Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And how do you wear clothes after all your skin has fallen off? They don't make enough fabric softener for that. There's a, have you seen my burlap shirt? Oh, come on, that's funny.
They can wear muumuus.
Yeah, go put on a wetsuit to kind of hold everything in
these
place.
These pants aren't loose fitting enough. All right. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-737-5955. What are we doing here? Chet. Chet's another one of those names. Earl, Buck, Hank, Chet. A name that doesn't get laid though is Chester. You know what I mean, named Chet. You name your kid Chester, unless he joins Linkin Park, he's never getting laid.
Chester's a great name. I've dated a Hank for a while, and he was not a manly man at all.
No, but it's...
Because the name can work against you like that, too.
Did you date a guy named Chester?
No, but I really like that name.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of girls probably would.
I think you're alone there. I think Chester's one of those names that gets used as like a... Chester gets used as like a slang to say hey to somebody. You know what it is? It's like Chico or Chachi. You know, it's one of those Dennis Miller names. Hey there, Chester. You know, it's sort of like a dude. It's like a it's synonymous with guy. Let's see, what are we doing here? Dan is a full time listener on a cell phone. What's up?
Hey Rick, I need your advice. See if I made a mistake or not.
Yes.
I named my son Alistair. Is he gonna get laid or not?
I don't know. Are you from Canada? You can do that if from Canada.
No, we're from Idaho.
Well,
that's where a real man lineage comes from.
I was gonna say, being from Idaho, he's got numerous strikes against him anyway. But I think Alistair is okay as long as he knows what he is. As long as he's not doing a lot of weightlifting. As long as he's not trying to. He's not trying to be like a power lifter or a football player or something. I think Alistair's a guy needs to spend a lot of time, in the math classes, and become a Alistair's a guy that has to get a job at Microsoft.
Good.
That's what Alistair is.
A lot of money.
Alistair's a guy who will get laid, but because he's got money. A guy named Alistair will never get laid because he's a good-looking guy. I'm not trying to say anything about your son. I'm just saying Alistair's a guy that gets laid because he's got a Ferrari and Microsoft stock options.
My son's so cute, he'd get laid before me and you today.
Excellent. That's father pride right there. That's father-son bonding in an almost disturbing way. Let's get Josh in Wilsonville. What's up?
Hey, I went to Oregon City High School. We had a teacher there named Mr. Large. It wasn't that funny until we found out what his first name was. His first name just happened to be
Dick Large. Well, I've mentioned this. I've made this comment before that we've talked about the sort of terribler names or bad names people get saddled with. And I mentioned my first general manager. That's right. Everybody, give it up for my first general manager, Dick Hare. Yeah. It's like, why would you not? I mean, it costs like $12. Freaking Jeff Galooly went and changed his name. Jeff Stone. Jeff Stone, a man's name. It's why, if your name was Dick Hare, it's like you're either oblivious or you're just a stronger man than I am. I can't even, there's just no way. There's not enough money in the world to be Dick, especially when you're just like an a-hole too, which he was. I mean, never was a guy more fittingly named. On a cell phone, Bobby, you're a first-time caller in Hot Talk tonight, KTK. What's up?
My parents have doomed my sisters with these names. I have a sister that is Sunny Michelle. Well, it's Michelle, and then Jazzy Simone, and it's J-A-Z-Z-Y.
So one is headed for the poll, and one is headed for the Source Awards. I think is the
pretty
deal.
Pretty much,
there.
Yeah.
So what is the first one? Sunny Michelle.
Like Michelle, like it's M-A-S-C-H-E-L-L.
Whatever just happened to spelling names the way that they're spelled? When did it become too much trouble to actually spell things correctly in this country?
Well, I'm an IE, and I'm Bobby, so my parents just have issues.
Yeah, at least that's correct, though. I mean, that's like an accepted, way to end something with an E sound. It's like that, what it is? It's like we always have this thing. We had this thing that started happening in this country about 5 years ago where people started putting extraneous apostrophes in their name for like no, it's like, what's your name? My name is Michelle. And it would be like M apostrophe S-H-E-L-L-E, and it's just like random punctuation. It's like bad refrigerator magnet poetry. It's like you just took a bunch of letters and punctuation marks and just threw them against a wall. You know what I mean?
So, pretty much.
Not trying to bust on you.
Were your parents big Nina Simone fans?
No.
Did your dad spend a lot of time at Stars Cabaret?
No, they actually live in Southern Oregon in the middle of a hick town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go figure. All right. Bobby, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
Actually, I'm a delivery driver, and one of our friends that I worked with had listened to you guys all the time and pretty much turned everybody in the store on to you guys.
Excellent. So who do you deliver for? And give them a plug.
Off the Grill. It's out in Beaverton. We deliver steak and potatoes.
Steak and potatoes. Do you have anybody who delivers to Portland?
We do catering to Portland. Sweet. I don't know if we actually go all the way down there yet. I know they're putting a store down there eventually.
We'll have to get some meat at some point. All right, there you go.
Awesome.
Excellent. There's Bobby with an IE there. No, I am a big fan. We've been having a whole discussion.
To make a lame joke.
We'll have to meet up. No. I have no emotional stake in getting together. I don't. It was right there.
Such a ham.
Stop. Stop now. We're ending it now. We were having a whole conversation about steak last night, actually, because we were just not to get off on a whole tangent, but we have this whole conversation. We were doing rehearsing for Bigger Than Jesus last night. Tickets available at rickemerson.com, 24/7. We are doing the rehearsal, but it's like, and somebody upstairs was cooking steak, right? And we were talking about this whole thing. Did you ever notice this? And I don't mean to bust on anybody's, you know, you vegetarians and vegans and whatnot. And some of you got like Tim, who's the vegan, but you know, because it's, you know, because he kind of got hit with the lactose intolerant stick, you know, at birth or whatever. But it's like you get these people that, you know, that they're really like hardcore about it. You know, it's like really just, you know, it's this thing that they've got all this emotional investment in. And have you ever noticed that when they try to sell vegetarian food, when they try to market vegetarian food, the way that they always try to market it is by telling you that it tastes just like meat. Have you noticed how frequently they do that? Well, what's the big selling point of this garden burger? It tastes just like meat. Well, it's like, you know, the goddamn meat is, it's like one aisle away. Just go buy it. You know what I mean? It's like when I was in New York, we did this thing called the Ethnic Eating Tour, where it's like you walked through a bunch of neighborhoods. Like you started in the Jewish area, and, you know, and you had like Rugula, and then you went through like, you know, the Italian neighborhood, and you had, you know, whatever, you had the, you know, some Italian crap. And then you ended up, you know, in Chinatown, and you had dim sum and whatnot. And then, you know, but part of it was you had this, like, tofu. And they're like, it's some of the world's best tofu. And I'm not a big tofu fan. It's like, tofu to me is like eating, tofu to me is like eating really bad, you know, it's like eating really bad sort of moldy, you know, solidified cottage cheese. That's kind of what tofu is like to me. But anyway, so they're trying to convince me that the tofu is great. You know, and they're doing it by telling me that it tastes really meaty. No, 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 try this. It tastes just like meat. And it's like, if you have the choice, why wouldn't you just, you know, why wouldn't you just eat some meat if it's right there? And it doesn't make any sense. You know, eating meat is an instinct. Not eating meat is a choice. It's just, you know, just the way things are supposed to be, I think. We got all this. Rick, I would totally do that singer named Jude. All right? Also, Phineas is cool in a sort of Scottish way. Also this, I know an Earl, but for whatever reason he calls himself Chip. Okay, Chip is another name you can't ever have. The only way you can ever have Chip is if you're going to be some smart-ass writer for Spin Magazine. That's the only
Skip?
Way. Skip is, no.
My parents, one of their best friends is named Skip.
No, you know what Skip says? Skip, you know what Skip is? Skip is some guy who's 39 years of age, looks vaguely like a balding Pete Rose, lives across the street from you, has no girlfriend, has no wife, tries to pretend that he has a series of rotating women that he spends time with, has no such thing, sits alone, feeds a lot of cheese to his cat, and watches the Home Shopping Network. That's what Skip does. Skip has got, it's like, you know what I'm saying, but you can make your kid a loser by giving him the wrong name. It's, you name your kid Skip. And you always wonder about that, too, like when you meet somebody named Skip or Chip or, you know, like, you just want to go, like, get the parents in a dark room and just ask them what the hell they were thinking. Like, what is it? What is he? Is he just dying to ruin your children? Bud. Here's one. My grandparents are Eugene Bud Harvey and Ruth Evelyn Harvey. My daughter will be named Ruth Evelyn because my grams kicks ass and she's dead now. Okay. There you go. Bud.
I'm writing that.
Okay, so we've got... Okay, in the pantheon of manly names, these are guys. These aren't dudes. These aren't males. These are men. Let's see: Earl, Buck, Hank, Chet, Bud. I've got another one, by the way. I've got two more: Biff and Chuck. You know, Chuck is totally a guy's name. Biff.
Chuck, I'll give you. Biff, not so much.
Oh, come on.
Biff, you sound like you're just a knob.
He's a tool user. All right, so there you go. So there you go. From now on, there's no more excuse for naming your kid, whatever, Silver Shine. Name your kid Chuck, and I'll be right with the world. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to come back. We got Jolie from the front desk ahead. The top five, more of your phone calls. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Stay there. We'll be back.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
201, I'm Jim Riley. Ward Weaver lives. The man accused of killing two Oregon City girls tried to commit suicide by slashing his wrist and chest with a disposable razor. He was unsuccessful, sent to the hospital, and brought back to spend more time in jail. Vice President Cheney will be in Portland tomorrow delivering remarks at a Republican Party event at Embassy Suites Hotel. He'll be in Washington before he gets here. And an online high school could become a reality after school board members in the Ben Lapine District vote this week. It could offer 60 different courses. The school is slated to start this fall. It'll be run by the school district and paid for in part by state dollars based on enrollment. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Rain. Temperatures 45 to 50. Same for tonight and tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We got this, Rick. Well, this actually is, okay, this is about something else, but it all ties in. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, Matt Peterson, Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. Rick, I bought two tickets to the January 23rd Bigger Than Jesus show, gave them to a friend as a Christmas gift. See that? See, nothing says I care. Nothing says I love you like the gift of Rick Emerson. I will also be attending that show. I was trying to find photos of Glory on your website, but was unsuccessful. Yeah, I got to work out. I got to put those into an archive. We had a bunch of pictures of all the 1080 girls at rickemerson.com, but then they got moved down. I haven't put them back up. Yeah, it's, I'm lame. I met her at Cops vs. Firefighters, Family Feud at Dante's. I was buzzing. Just wanted to see if she looks the same way I remember her. Don't worry, I know she's married. I'm not stalking her. She had nothing but good things to say about you and your crew. Hit me back on the air. Thanks. Keep up a good fight. That's Ken in Portland. So there's several things to note here. First of all, I don't think she's married.
She's not married.
She has some boyfriend in a SpongeBob SquarePants shirt. Draw your own conclusions there. We actually saw her. I ran into her downtown, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I don't know, my pals is walking along and looks exactly the same. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's the winter thing. It's all many layers of Nanook of the North clothing. But I'm willing to bet that she does look the same way you remember. Presuming it was actually her you talked to, depending on how buzzing you were. But that, you know, that's a thing. It's like, you know, because it's like Glory, and then she got that sister Grace, and it's like with Glory and Grace. It's like not only by naming them that, not only do you know that they're going to be hot, but you know that they'll end up as 1080 girls. It's just sort of inevitable. You name your daughters Grace and Glory, they're going to end up being hot chicks who are 1080 girls. It's just, it just sets the, you know, it sets them right on the right path. All right. What else do we have here? Here's one. Subject line of this, a brotherhood of geeks. Rick, today I was driving near the Clackamas Town Center with my window rolled down and, of course, your show roaring from the radio. While at a red light, a fellow listener pulled alongside the car with his window down and the show on. We simultaneously looked at each other and said, quote, Emerson! How embarrassing. It was a very geek moment. Just had to let you know you rule. F. Matt with a radio crank to 11.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
That's Will from Pork Chop Express. Well, okay. I'm assuming he works, when he says that he works at a place called, but I'm assuming that's not your nickname or something, that your friends didn't, hey, look, it's Pork Chop Express!
Woo!
You know, the funny thing about this, I mean, first of all, this is funny on numerous levels. A, the idea that some dudes in a car would bond over, you know, over this program. And it's, I mean, You know, what are you going to do? And also because now, for, never mind. I'm saying because you know if you saw us do the Bigger Than Jesus in June, there's a moment a lot like this that takes place in there. So it's the way the universe tying everything up with a red bow.
If I didn't see it in June, could you tell me how I could see it now?
My God, what a good question that is. You can go to rickemerson.com, find out more about that. Go to rickemerson.com. Tickets for sale 24/7. All major credit cards accepted. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We got Ron. We got Willie on the way. Plus, Jolie from the front desk. Today's top five. It's all ahead. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's News with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A man who stole two exotic snakes from a pet store came unstuck after one of them bit him in the scrotum.
Oh.
The 20-year-old New Jersey man slipped two tiger python snakes into the pockets of his canvas trousers. As he left the shop and got into his car, he was driving away when one of the snakes reportedly sank its fangs into its groin.
Ah! What kind of snake was this?
This is a tiger python snake. Two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to feel good about that.
As he was returning home, one of the snakes got out of the bag and wrapped himself around his leg and began to squeeze it before biting it. Police officers later turned up at his home to question him about an iguana he bought from the store on the same day the snakes were stolen.
And exactly how do you call 911 about that? I've got a snake in my pants. I've got a snake in my pants. You have to come take it out. You have to come get the snake out of my pants. I've got a snake in my pants. I need you to reach in and get the snake out of my pants. Would you please?
What would they use? One of those long poles?
I need you to use one of your long poles to take the snake out of my pants.
A man says he's addicted to cable, so he's chewing Charter cable. This is out of Wisconsin. Cable TV made a West Bend man addicted to TV, causing his wife to be overweight and his kids to be lazy, he says. So he's suing. Timothy DuMuchel of West Bend wants $5,000 or three computers and a lifetime supply of free internet service.
Because that'll cure your overweight.
Yeah, Charter Cable to settle what he says is a small claim suit. He blames Charter for his TV addiction, his wife's 50-pound gang, and his children just being lazy channel surfers. Apparently, this fellow told Charter employees he plans to sue because his cable connection remained intact 4 years after he tried to get it canceled. I believe that the reason I smoke and drink every day and that my wife is overweight is because we watch TV every day for the past 4 years.
Okay.
Next news, when it happens. I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Please send someone with a big pole. I need your pole to take the snake out of my pants. Some stuff that's...
God, you're like 12 years old today.
I really am. I really am. There's not even any way around it. Coming up later on, we got the Jolie from the front desk and so forth. Let's see. What are we doing here? Let's get the... In Portland, let's see. Willie, you're a full-time listener. You're on Hot Talk Tonight at KTK. What's up?
Hey, what an honor and privilege. Hey, I just wanted to share that my grandparents had a sense of humor. They named the three boys Tom, Dick, and wait for it, my father's name is Harry.
And see, when that's the case, they have to. There's like no choice. They have to go into business together, right? Like they all have to like get a moving company, or they all have to work at a law firm or something together. There's just no way around it.
Well, they all work for. One of my uncles and my father both drive trucks for Walmart,
yep.
And my uncle used to drive truck, and now he sells RVs. So, you know, three very manly names, and when you have names like that and you grow up, you know, there's always going to be a fight.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. That's Willie in Portland. All right. There you go. Okay, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. I don't know, well, I don't know. Where is Jolie? Is she lurking at the front desk?
She is.
I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and break here, and we'll come back early. We'll get Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think, and later on we get the top five and all that, so don't go anywhere. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. It's a Rick Emerson show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, Sarah Dillon's got the
lackluster traffic.
The lackluster, uninteresting. Well, now because the snow is gone and there's nothing good. God damn, but it was cold last night, though. Can I just tell you, it was unbelievably freaking cold outside last night. It was.
I was outside, moving around.
Nah, there's a whole long story. It's a whole thing. There was a dead car, and you know, the whole thing is standing outside trying to get the car to work. It was just terrible. But it's just a freaking, like, icy, cutting wind. Just it'll eat your bones, you know? And it's just so I was afraid that there was going to be more snow again today. There was no snow. Thankfully, there's just enough water everywhere that I'm guaranteed to fall into some, but there's no actual snow. So here's the lackluster traffic.
Yeah.